It is time to find out about some concerts coming up. Joining me is Rob Holston, who is here to tell us about an event that is happening tonight, the Sam Pitcher Memorial Concert, as well as the Singing Christmas Tree that's coming up this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria.
And tell us about tonight's concert.
Exciting, as usual. This concert features the sound waves. Conducted by Roy McPherson, and also the Windjammers, conducted by Roy. It also features a couple of great tunes with the combined bands, and truly exciting. You know, I was in for an eye exam the other day, and there in the office where I was having this exam was a picture of Clyde Drexler. You know who he is?
The name is familiar. But
he was a great basketball player back when Michael Jordan was in his heyday. Clyde was always on like the second or third place team, but truly outstanding. And I told the doctor who was doing my eye exam, invited him to the concert. And he says, well, he's not much into music. I says, you know what? We've got a lot of Clyde Drexlers in this band. We have some outstanding musicians in this community, as you well know. And this band really highlights their abilities. And, you know, just to mention a couple, our past mayor, Dave Kiefer, a tremendous tenor saxophone player. Dale Curtis, a tremendous trumpet player. And they're surrounded by people that really augment these guys through all of the sections. The saxophone section, the trombone section, the trumpet sections. We have really strong sections, rhythm section, great. Kim Kleinschmidt on drums and... it's just guys that have been around for a long time. And there's also some outstanding high school musicians in these groups. So it's a great evening. And, you know, the purpose is really important. Sam Pitcher was in my daughter's class, and he died suddenly. I believe it was his junior year, and it was just a few days before the fall concert. And it was decided at that time that a memorial scholarship fund would be set up. And it's been just super successful. Nothing is charged at the door, but donations to the scholarship fund is accepted.
Yeah, and it has helped a lot of young people attend, would you say music camps, or it's a variety?
Yeah, summer music camps and fine art camps. Yeah, both. And many have gone to the Sitka Fine Arts camps. Some have attended up in Fairbanks. Some have gone to Interlaken. You know, some of the more expensive or uppity-up highbrow camps around. So it's really a great thing. And there's been dozens and dozens of recipients through the years of these scholarships.
Okay, and again, that is at the K-High Auditorium. And the start time?
The start time is 7 p.m. You get there just a tad bit early, you know, and visit with a few folks. And it should be a great time.
Okay, and then coming up this weekend is the Singing Christmas Tree. How long has that been a tradition? It seems like it's been quite a long time.
I believe this is our 31st year, maybe 32nd. Yeah, so, and we're on our third tree. The tree was rebuilt here 2 or 3 years ago. And but every year it's different. The theme this year is a stained glass Christmas. And if you have just attended the Singing Christmas Tree over the years, you have never seen the stained glass windows that are in the auditorium.
Because the tree blocked them?
Yeah. We had those big black concealed curtains in the back.
Oh, I see.
But the theme this year is stained glass windows. So those four windows are being exposed, and they are brilliant. Really great. And two additional stained glass windows have been created to add to the scene. Now, if you aren't familiar with what happens there, it's not like walking into a church with, you know, pews and things. It's all set up for family and friends, where you're seated at tables, candlelit tables with nice centerpieces, and fresh baked cookies and hot cider are served to your table. So it's really quite a nice social setting. Some people come year after year, and we especially like to extend an invitation to those who have never attended. The choral singing is basically a cappella, although this year we do have a brass choir that's going to be accompanying and introducing some songs, including the Hallelujah Chorus. So it's going to be a great evening. Actually, it's going to be a great several performances. We've got one performance on Friday night at 7 p.m. That's December 12th. Then on Saturday, this is new this year, we have added a matinee performance at 4 o'clock and also then another 7 o'clock p.m. performance. Those are both on Saturday, December 13th. On Sunday, we have two matinees on Sunday afternoon, the first one at 2:30 and the last performance at 4 p.m.
Okay, and is this something that you can just show up at the door and get a ticket, or?
Well, you know, you can, but we advise people to pick up tickets, and guess what? Tickets are free. They are available from the Green Coffee Bean Company, The Point, McPherson's Music, Lisa's Dollar Store, Salvation Army Thrift Store, and, of course, the Clover Pass Community Church. For those of you not familiar, the church is located 14 miles north Tongass, right where the Borough Bus Company now is using the church's parking lot for the northern terminus turnaround. So that's the location.
Okay. And this, how many members are there of the choir that we'll be singing about?
I think we have about 33 folks in the tree.
And so what this is a structure that has several tiers?
Where yes, it's a structure that has four tiers in it, four stories. I think the basses who are at the top of the tree this year, they've got a bird's eye view of everybody. Their heads are a foot and a half from the rafters.
And you mentioned that this is the third tree. Is it needed replacement, or you?
Oh yeah. You know, you get the last tree that was there for so many years was screwed together every season, you know, with screw guns. And every time you take a screw out and put a new screw in, you know, the wood gets a little bit weakened or whatnot. Well, the new design, and it's completely new design, although in the front it looks basically the same, but it's all just bolted together. So year after year it stays
easier.
Yeah, it's gonna structurally sound and yeah. So yeah, a lot of work goes into this presentation, you know, with ample opportunities for people to attend. Now, there's no charge. These tickets are free. I will say, though, that this is pretty unique this year. We've got Jody Albertson, who had the idea of using beach glass as part of the stained glass Christmas theme, because beach glass is what a lot of people around here collect. And she had bucket loads of this donated and from her own collection. She's made Christmas tree ornaments with it, and centerpieces made from beach glass. And Christmas tree ornaments and centerpieces will be not for sale, but they can be had for donation.
Okay.
And usually all disappear. So, you know, come prepared for that if you're interested in that. And arrive early so you have some time to walk around and look at these marvelous decorations that she has created.
Okay, thank you very much. Rob Holston, and again, coming up this weekend, the Singing Christmas Tree with numerous performances. And tonight, the Sam Pitcher Memorial Scholarship Concert, which features jazz bands.